Mr. Drett, did you ever get to see Davis and Elkins when they were still around? The men?
Do which, David Ellis?
Did you ever see them or hear them speak or anything? Senator Elkins or Davis?
No.
Never did. I was wondering if they were still alive. They must have still been alive when you were young.
Well, I expect they died in my early days.
Yeah.
Now, you know the old man Henry G. on the horse up there at Elkins? You know he come pretty near in the way of being President of the United States.
Is that right?
Did you know about that?
Well, I knew he ran for Vice President, didn't he? Did he run for Vice President?
I used to think maybe it was when McKinley was elected that he ran, but it wasn't. It was when Roosevelt ran that, McKinley was elected and shot and Roosevelt became president. But it was the time after that that Alton B. Parker ran for president and Henry G. Davis vice president. And Parker got beat. If Parker would have been elected and assassinated, then Henry G. Davis would have been president.
Had you ever heard any connections made between Davis and Elkins and Frank and Jesse James?
And which?
And Frank and Jesse James?
No, I don't know what I did.
I've heard mention some kind of a connection there. When did they get electricity put through here, Ralph?
Oh, I forget the exact year now. It may be in that book there.
It's been about 54 years.
Let's see, it was after Roosevelt's election. Must have been during his time. Now the phone, we had the phone sold here about 1907.
Really?
Cost us $1 a year. I can remember when it was done. I can remember when Roosevelt was elected, Teddy Roosevelt was elected president.
Yeah? I guess, how old were you when you saw your first automobile?
You remember? Automobile?
Yeah.
Well, probably maybe 14. No, might have been a little before that. The first one I saw, Dewey, and was older than me, and Brother Cecil, younger than me, were out here at the forks of the road, and we heard the coming down the road, on down yonder, on time for it to come around the turn. And of course, we'd heard of them, seen pictures in the paper, and all at once, come running around the turn, my younger brother jumped the fence and took off down over the hill to get out of the way.
Do you remember seeing your first airplane?
I don't just remember now where my first airplane I saw was. I remember hearing the first one. One went over and he could hear it. Everybody in the country claims it went right over their house. But didn't see it.
When I was coming here today, I saw a wild turkey right up the road.
Saw a bunch of them?
Yeah. Have they been around for a long time, or are they something that's just...
Well, there weren't any wild turkeys around here when I was a boy, but they've been around here several years now.
Yeah. And...
They come out back into my field back up here.
You were talking about that cure for horses with the turpentine. Have you ever heard that used for rattlesnake bite?
Rattlefish.
That cure for horses with the turpentine?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that used for rattlesnake bite?
Or here?
Have you ever heard of turpentine used as a cure for a rattlesnake bite?
No.
You haven't heard that.
But my mother used it regular when I was a boy. I used to go barefooted and step on nails. Mm. Well, that's a very dangerous thing, you step on a nail.
Yeah.
But the way mother always treated, she took the turpentine bottle and held it right over the hole for a right smart little while, so the turpentine would soak up into the wound.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned about the horse, the turpentine would soak up in there.
Right.
It would soak clear up into the wound.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Anything else your mother did for home remedies?
Yeah, it was a croup. I used to get the croup when I was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a home remedy to stop it. She took molasses and gravy, mix it together and give it to me, and it loosened the croup right up.
Hmm. I've heard of people putting something on their chest for that too. Called granny grease. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, wait.
Granny grease?
No. They used to, back when I was a boy, that way you get the chest cold or something, they'd blister it with the lamp oil.
Mm-hmm.
But lamp oil didn't blister it. It helped to relieve it.
Mm-hmm. Anybody through this country make moonshine?
Well, not much. It wasn't in my early days, but since I was married, there'd been two or three cases where they made some moonshine. One fella got sent to the pen for operating a still, but I don't think he owned it. He was just working for somebody else, but he didn't tell who owned it. He just took the trip and didn't say a thing about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any, or ever hear of any good ways to predict the weather?
To do what?
Predict the weather.
Oh yeah, I've heard a lot of them.
What have you heard?
Well, one was, if it rains when the sun was shining, it rained again the next day. And I did some particular research on that one time. I was working stacking lumber. Had to be out every day in it. And I noticed it seemed like it worked every time. If it rained or sunshine, you'd get another the next day. Then I've heard the one about rain on Monday, rain all week, or Friday was the foulest, fairest to the foulest.
Fairest and what was that?
What
was that about Friday?
Fairest to the foulest. Either the prettiest day or the worst.
Well, it's the prettiest today, isn't it? I've seen this a couple of times where people were in a dry spell and needing rain bad.
Yeah.
And they'd take and hang up a black snake by a pole. Have you ever seen that?
I never heard anything about that.
I've seen that a couple times.
Always heard, you know, if you get to the end of the radio, you'd find a pot of gold. The trick of that was you never got there. It was always so far ahead of you.
Yeah. Did you ever have very many riddles when you were young? Did you ever have riddles to try to solve?
I didn't understand.
Riddles? Riddles?
Riddle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've heard a lot of.
Yeah? Can you remember any?
Well, not offhand, I reckon. Hard to keep, when you get my age, it's hard to keep everything right handy on your back. I get in trouble sometimes, or forget some certain word, somebody's name, or some certain word, and you just can't recall it right then at all. And the cure for that, to say, is to just forget about it and go ahead about something else, and directly it'll pop back in your mind. Right. Did you ever have that?
Yeah, sure have.
I have that more lately than I used to have. But it's a rather mystery to think about how the brain is made. That some things like that happened when I was a boy, 80 years ago, the picture's there just as plain now as it was then.